I shaved the PAA.
That's right. We're having fun. Are we still recording? Is this still going on the podcast?
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I'm gonna go pass out to bed now. Hello, my name is Junjilla. Welcome to Judge's Shave. Today we have the Ladder Games edition of our podcast. That's right, we're in the middle of our wedge shaving's cultural highlight of the year. Today, the day of this recording that is, it is the pinnacle of Ladder Games in culture. It is Wild Card Wednesday. With me are the usual judges. Let me start with the man who invented this year's stinkiest challenge, the R Wedge Shaving Austere August Raw Hogan Challenge. The Honorable UL Drorm R, how are you doing?
I am doing very good. Happy to be here with you guys, recording another episode and getting ready for a fantastic shave.
Perfect, perfect. Then we have the Honorable U Visual Watch, who is working for the greater good this month as a judge in this year's Ladder Games. I hope you will enjoy this episode as a break from his busy judicial schedule. V-Dubs, how many posts did you read today?
I read only my required amount of 10, but usually I start off with the required amount, and then later in the day I go back and try to skim the whole thread so that I'm not just reading the post that I am assigned to judge. Good question.
Thank you, thank you. Finally, the man so judicial that he calls his junk the gavel, the Honorable Yusamar 3000. How much effort did you put in today's Wildcard Wednesday shave?
Zero.
That's a short and sweet answer. Okay. A little bit of housekeeping. The last giveaway was Grinder Monk's Rolls Razor, which he has received just a few days ago, and he has used it already once. Let me quote him from his SOTD. I had been warned that this Rolls was a tacky razor, and boy, was the judge correct. I was just about convinced that I had somehow created a dry and clingy ladder, so after doing half my face, I switched over to my Rockwell 5 plate for the other half, and the ladder was slicker than a cow's knot on pavement. Okay, so it seems that I'm still alone with my love for the Rolls, and Yusamaj 3000 is tolerating it somewhat, but this razor is not getting a lot of love. Yeah, it's a pity. So, for this episode, we have brought in a guest judge again. He is none other than the infamous Banana Man himself, the faller of the Proraso train, the flaming embodiment of white hot shave thrill, the stressor of last syllables. Please welcome you, Jeep Guy 13. This All is right. where you say something, Jeep Guy.
Hi, yes, it's Jeep. Me. Jeep Guy 13, Jeep Shaves, whatever platform you find me on. I will be shaving with banana scented soap or other things. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing just fine. We're looking forward to recording this episode with our guest judge.
Look forward to being here and shaving with you gentlemen in my bathroom.
In your bathroom. So, Jeep Guy has also brought a premiere to this podcast. He actually has video. Nobody asked him for that, but there it is.
After this morning's, well, late last night, whatever you want to call it, 12:30 this morning, after my YouTube recording for Wildcard Wednesday, I decided to bless everyone with my face once again, this time not smothered in fruit.
Not smothered in fruit. Do you do a recording every day for the Ladder Games?
No, I only do, there are only certain videos that I decide to record. Like Wildcard Wednesday, I feel like needed to be done on camera because who doesn't like watching someone smear and not lather on their face and attempt to shave with it? I did War Department Day on video because I wanted to do a soap reveal. Which most people have seen by now. I shaved with PAA and wanted to, you know, try to lead anyone who actually, like the five people that watched the video on, to see if they could figure out what it was by the end. And I had some people comment on that and say that they were thrown for a loop. So that was exciting that at least one person had a kick out of it. Grand Unified Theory of Lathering Day, I think. I did a video for that one because I had to disprove Marcus.
You also did a video for the wet tuber day.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, it was wet tuber day. Good call. Yeah, tried to impersonate some of my guilty pleasure wet tubers. One of them is Mark Serrati. He does a lot of shilling for PAA, and I just think his enthusiasm is contagious and funny. And then the other guy is a dude from Instagram. He goes by Lather Whipster. And his thing is that he, right before he finishes applying his lather on his face, he makes it whip and usually sprays lather and soap all over his fucking bathroom like an animal. So I tried to impersonate him a little bit, and I think I'm still finding spots of soap around my bathroom.
I was also impressed with the blade hack in that video.
Oh, yeah. We had to give a little shout out to CB because he always does his little hat cam. So I figured I'd do a full focused hat cam where I reversed my blade and shaped it.
Nice.
Nice indeed. So for those who don't know the Banana Man, when did you join the sub?
I want to say I started hanging out on our wet shaving in November of last year. So November of 21.
Correction. It was on October 30th.
Wrong.
You shaved with a Hansen aluminum 13 and Leviathan.
Yeah, so Leviathan was my first soap from Barristan Man. Hansen was the first razor I bought, and I probably was using a really shitty Yaki synth because that was my first brush.
I think that
quite
is
quite a left field choice, isn't it, for Barristan Man for first soap? It's not one of the classic ones, is it? Like Seville. Or from their like classic range.
I think it was on sale on West End Shaving, which is why I picked up. I think I picked up. It was what mid October. I picked up Leviathan and I picked up Terror.
Oh yeah, those are some strong choices. Not the most consensus.
I know. For a beginner, absolutely, yeah.
Right. So you jumped in at the deep end.
It was the beginning of the addiction.
So you mentioned your Hansen, that you use it a lot. You actually did use it every day until December 4th. And then you got a PIFT razor from Americas.
Correct. The Icon X3 Slant that also had the dual comb head.
Exactly. And then you started adopting new razors at a very high rate. How many razors do you have now?
I don't have an active count. I like to not know.
But has your razor preference evolved? Does it converge, or are you just enjoying the variety of your dental?
Right now, since I'm still new to the scene for the most part, I am taking and trying anything and everything I can. So as far as RAD goes, razor acquisition disorder, I'm done testing with Artisan Club safety razors. I got a Colonial General, and that killed all rad I had in that sector of the hobby. As far as DEs go, I'm going to be testing DEs for a long time.
But you've also tried gems and shavettes and straights.
Yeah, Vis, he sent me 3 gems to start with and a couple blades, and I think after my first shave, I went on eBay and bought 7. And then I sent them on to another new guy and went from there.
I'm not surprised.
Recently, within the past 2 months, got into single edge, so Feather SR. So I got a Feather SR. Buddy helped me order it from Amazon Japan, and I started shaving with that. And then for lather games, I, you know, bought and borrowed some straight razors to get the points for the scavenger hunt, but also was curious about shaving with straight razors. So at this point, I think I've run the gambit on every type, like style of razor, mm-hmm. except maybe like the old wedge blades, like lather catchers and stuff like that. But I think everything else I've covered at this point.
Yeah, but not only on the hardware side, you also accumulated hundreds of items of software, including Unobtainium APR sets, Irish Moos. You have also tried many of the most exclusive brushes in existence, and you have a growing frag collection. So what's there really left in the rabbit hole for you? Where does this journey go from here?
What is it about? I think eventually I'll sell everything, buy unscented soap, and keep like one frag. We'll limit it all down to Les Mail, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
I sort of feel like we've reached the pearly gates, and Jeep Guy has to like answer all of DJ's questions correctly about his shaving acquisitions. And if he doesn't, then he doesn't get into shaving heaven.
Okay. appropriate about the pearly gates, because Jeep has literally gone from zero to maximum film back to zero in the space of like, you know, half a year, is it?
You raced through all the steps of the typical R wet shaving journey in record time.
It's time to finish out the ladder games in style, and as my predecessor Wiry Guy did, completely drop off the sub and never talk to anyone again.
Wiry Guy, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about.
It's I expected Wiry Guy to make more of a more of an impact, but he really dropped off.
It's actually hilarious. He posted a want to buy a couple months ago for a Mickey Lee Soapworks soap that I had. So I sold it to him, and in the process of that transaction, we started like conversing, and he at one point said that he might return to make an appearance for the games, and he has yet to do that, and he has yet to DM me back after a couple weeks. So,
well, he still has 9 days. Okay, so I've been badgering you with quite a few questions. What do you think? Should we start to shave and ask more questions as we shave?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I forgot the most important part: the setup today. Today we have a very fancy setup. Today we will all be shaving with Wolfman razors. We'll use Spearhead Shaving Company's C4th Sea Spice Lime, and every one of us will be using a Declaration grooming knot. Since we all have slight variations in our setups, we'll go around in a circle and hear everyone's setup. Let's start with our guest judge, Jeep Guy. What kind of Wolfman will you be using today, and what is your software combination, and what is your brush like?
So for the razor, I have a Wolfman WR1.61 gap, solid bar on both sides, with a WRH7, all stainless steel, hollow handle.
Mm-hmm.
Software-wise, I'm trick-holing Sea Spice Lime because it's one of my favorites. I'll be using Terra Raid drops in the lather and the post-shave because it was hot today and I would like some menthol. And then for the brush, it's a Dahlwood Handcrafts. The handle is called Coral, so it's like a pink-orange coral color. And then it's got a 28mm B10.
Very nice. Very nice setup. Eldorm, what is your setup?
So I've got a Wolfman on loan from Visceral Watch. Thank you. It's the WR1 0.80 gap safety bar on both sides with the Darwin handle. Sea Ice Lime mug. Sea Spice Lime Alcohol Splash, which was made for the Ohio Wet Shaving Meetup last year, that I'll be adding
very exclusive
into as well. Yes, it is. And then my Farber Turncraft Blues Clues brush with a B15 knot.
That's a brand new one.
Yeah, I've got, I think, 2 uses or 3 uses on it. It is the second shortest handle I own, and it's absolutely fantastic.
I'm curious to hear more details about it when we shave and ladder up. Okay, Samar 3000, what is your setup?
A WR3. The much maligned gem variant of the Wolfman lineup. Kindly lent to me by Scorpio 93X. I'm also using Sea Spice Lime, kindly donated by yourself, DJ. And I'll be rocking some homebrew Sterling gin and tonic with Frost Shops because I'm cheap.
Do you like the scent so far?
I think it's fantastic, yeah.
You're the only one who hasn't used it yet in a shave, right?
That's right, yeah. I've been saving it, been huffing out the tub. I've got it lathered on my face at the minute. Yeah, it's fantastic. Really like it.
I'm happy to hear that. Visceral Watch, how about your setup?
So I'm using a Bells and Whistles, everything but the kitchen sink, Wolfman WR1 Titanium with the blue anodizing. I did a video on it on my YouTube channel a few weeks ago, but I absolutely love this razor. It's, again, blue, anodized titanium. This is a long description. So it's got open comb on one side, solid bar on the other. The open comb gap is 0.61, and then the solid bar one is like 0.48, so a little more mild. And it's a WRH2 90mm handle, and I absolutely love this razor. It's just easy, sort of a lights off razor, if you will. And then I have a B15 Artisan's Choice on loan from Joe Boozrum. Shout out to him. And this is my first time using B15. The Artisan's Choice pour, it's kind of like a couple of his old pours mixed together. Some people will probably correct me, but I think there's a little bit of the Tobias pour in this, and there's a little sparkle. Anyway, it's a very nice handle in the Jeffington shape, using sea spice lime soap, and then I'll be using House of Mammoth Sonder Splash.
Fantastic description. I myself will be using the WR2 razor that I won in last year's Ladder Games. I first thought I'd also take a WR1, but when I heard that everyone else is using WR1, I thought I can add a little bit of diversity. So this one is a 1.55 millimeters gap on the safety bar side, and on the open comb side, it's a 1.25 millimeter gap. So it's a razor with a good amount of gap and exposure, and it's just a fantastic razor that I love. It's also on the WRH2 handle, 80 millimeters long and hollow. For the lather, I'll be using the Sea Ice Lime soap, because I just love the addition of the synthetic coolant, and Sea Spice Lime was my favorite scent of last year. This is also the soap that I will be using for this year's Austere August. Then I have the non-fancy, non-alcoholic Sea Spice Lime toner, and also Sea Spice Lime frag. So I'm trick-holing the Sea Spice Lime lineup today. My brush is a Jefferson Handle Boomer Scotch B13, kindly on loan from Visceral Watch. It is a wonderful, wonderful badger brush, and it's also the second badger brush I've ever tried, the other one being a B3 and a Maggard SHD. Okay, so with this, I think we can start laddering up and begin the shave. And Samaj can either re-ladder or keep hydrating his ladder until we're ready.
Absolutely. I should probably fill in, actually, because I'm a complete failure. I've got a B14 knot and a Dogwood Handcraft handle in a red, white, and blue swirly pattern style. I'll have to post a picture of it. And I believe the gap of the razor is 0.42. I may be wrong. I'm sure Scorp will correct me. This is safety bar version.
Oh, yeah. I think, is that the one that went around? Is this the one that I tried also?
I think you tried... I can't remember, actually.
I think the one I tried was open comb and was like a silly large gap, like 0.72 or something.
Ridiculous. It was like using a samurai sword to shave your face. It was like, yeah, 0.82 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I trust the only guy in the UK to be an absolute idiot and order the worst razor in the world is the Passaran razor.
Yeah. Okay, so I can see already that you're a big fan of the WR3. I guess we can get a few more comments as the shave progresses, and we can see how you're holding up.
Yeah, this is the milder version, so it's a bit tamer. So yeah.
Have you tried it already?
Yes, I did before the Lava Games a month or so back.
Ah, okay. So, excellent. So, we have all our fancy setup. We have explained everything. I think it's time to ladder up. And I think in the interest of time, we will not do any of that gootling stuff. And let's start this. Let's ladder up.
Yeah, because I'm a face lover anyway. It's the only sensible, real way to shave. So.
The only.
Yeah, I got bored of staring at my stuff. So, I face lathered while you guys were talking. It was incredible. It feels so good. Let me look at the measurement here. So I put a full milliliter of Terrarine in my tub. So my face is pretty good now. It feels amazing.
I've never used Terrarine. Is that a lot, the full milliliter?
So here, I can show you real quick. The audience won't be able to see, but the dropper here, half a milliliter is like a quarter. So I use almost half a full.
So we here, we can see Jeep guy holding a pipette style dropper into the camera.
Oh yeah, it's up. Yeah, good call. I'm not very scientific.
Oh well. I was just trying to narrate for the listening audience.
Right.
So for reference, DJ, when I use Terrarate, I use 2 drops in my splash, and that's all I need. So he's using a lot more than one I would say.
Definitely more than 2 drops. I use 2 full squirts, I guess.
Yeah, I think a drop is 0.05 milliliters, so that's a lot of drops.
Yeah, I have a whole extra. I think Infertile, who was also a guest, he sent me, after I made fun of him one day in a Shave of the Day thread for being a baby back bitch and complaining about cold. He sent me a whole container of WS-23 or whatever the synthetic menthol is.
Uh-huh.
So I have that as a backup to fill this Terry container when I'm done with it.
Nice, nice. I remember that. I remember that. He sent me
a Sterling unscented glacial balm, which is absolutely fantastic.
I have that too. That's actually really nice. I like that in summer.
I bought a bottle of Mammoth's Z, which is their unscented, and then I have the cool version.
Ah, but that was an accident, right? You accidentally ordered that. I remember the
version by accident because I didn't know you could switch, but I enjoy menthol, so it worked out perfectly. And Mammoth's menthol usage, like the synthetic menthol, is like perfect. It's just enough to give you like the bite, but not freeze you. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm not completely sold on the Mammoth splash menthol or cooling agent like in
you don't like the Magic Splash?
I don't think it always needs that the cooling agent. Like Santa Noir does not need any cooling.
There's tobacco. Tobacconist needs cooling agents. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think it has to cool everything always.
Yeah, I mean it's not a huge amount, so it's not shocking. But I guess I'm more puzzled by it than dismayed.
From what I had, because I had a conversation with Ben about that. He said that they add it to help soothe your skin for the recovery, or it's like say you potentially had a less than stellar shave. The little bit of cooling in that is supposed to help.
Yeah,
like,
it's a numbing agent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but bro, we're getting great shaves anyway. We're gods on wet shaving, aren't we?
Yeah, you're gonna have a great shave with that WR3. You let it sit for over a month.
So, Visceral Watch, how are you liking the B15 compared to your other deck knowledge?
It reminds me of a 28mm B3, but not scritchy at all. Or scrubby. Well, I guess it's got some scrub, but no scritch. Not terribly soft. Good amount.
So that sounds like a good description. You like it then?
Yeah, it's okay. This is something I would like to use if I was shaving off multiple days. Maybe wouldn't like to use this every day, but it's a nice knot.
How do you like it, El? Do you have the same, right?
Yeah, I've got a B15. It's 26mm, and I think that's the perfect size for it. I find mine a little softer than the B3 I have without losing. It's got about the same amount of backbone, which is, right up my alley. I don't find it very, I'll find it a little scritchy if I underload. It's very nice at telling me, hey, you don't have enough soap on here. But I enjoy it quite a bit.
Oh, nice, nice. Is everyone lathered up?
Yes.
Let's do it then.
I guess while you guys are shaving, I'll do a bit of trivia. Do you know what the WS-23 means in the cooling agent?
You mean the name of the chemical?
Yes.
Are you asking what the abbreviation is for?
Yes.
No. Good question.
And you're going to tell us, aren't you? Because I have no idea.
I am, yes. It's Wilkinson's sword.
Wilkinson's, ah! Really?
Yeah.
I thought I'd read that it was originally made for cigarettes.
Yeah, so Wilkinson was a part, I can't remember the brand, but it was acquired by like one of these big, a company also owns different brands, but yeah, Wilkinson Sword developed, yeah, a holding company, yeah. Wilkinson Sword developed that cooling agent for cigarettes.
Funny. Okay.
Seriously? You're not trolling?
No, not trolling. Pretty sure you can read that up.
This is a nice piece of trivia. Thank you.
If I'm wrong.
Well, if you're wrong, I'm sure one of our dozens of listeners will tell us.
Yeah, please send all your hate mail to...
This means that we should do a Wilkinson sword shave during the summer with Wilkinson stuff, but then cooling software.
Yes, we should. I have a Wilkinson sword 7-day set now. You know this old wedge blade razor.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm itching to try that one out. Well, I won't wait until then. Sorry?
The nice sets, the really, nice ornate sets. Nice to have in the collection. Don't go for a lot of money, from what I know.
This one didn't. I think I had it for like £50 or something. It was insane.
Yeah. They don't go for a lot of money at all. I guess people just look at them and think, oh, it's like a curio rather than a, something you can shave with now. But
Yeah. Are you also done with your first pass?
Oh, yeah. I was done when you started.
Okay. So then I think it's a good moment to ask a little bit about the razor. So let's start with the most aggressive one. Samaj, WR3. How are you getting along with it?
Oh, well, this is the least aggressive razor probably today, I would say.
Really?
Compared to that open comb one I got off Scorp a while back. This is super mild.
Ah, so you're not complaining at all today?
I'm not complaining today, no, no.
Okay.
We should put this on the calendar, though. Dimash didn't complain. Make a note.
Well, he didn't. He also didn't try to sack me today, so I'm confused.
Must be all that sun.
Yeah, must be all the sun.
You had a couple pints before we're recorded, so you're in a really good mood, right?
Ah, by the way, I'm having a pint of beer today with the shave. I'm having a Falschlössli Pale Ale. I thought it goes very well color-wise with the sea spice lime.
I also am having a beverage I forgot to mention. I have a sea spice Bud Light Lime.
What?
Koozie, right?
You have the koozie on the Bud Light. Is that it?
Absolutely. Koozie on the Bud Light, a regular Bud Light that I cracked open and then poured a little bit of lime juice into to make my own homebrew Bud Light lime.
And how many milliliters of Terrorade?
Thank you, DJ. I was going to ask that. Terrorade in the drink.
Eld, how are you getting along with your Wolfie? This is your first Wolfie shave, is that correct?
I think it's because I was kind enough to get the WR3 tester from Visceral Watch when that went around, and then I think this is my second shave with this specific Wolfman, and I think only my second time around. It's okay. I'm trying a brand new blade. I'm trying the Pulse Silver, the Super Iridium, and it's okay. I mean, nothing jumping out at me. It's not as smooth as I was hoping, but it could be that I have just been on a huge kick with my Razor Rock Hawk and the aggressive plate that I haven't really touched anything else save the occasional, hey, I want to use my MM24 or pull a gem out for a hot second. So I could just be rusty.
If I may. Yes. Are you riding the safety bar?
I am finding it slightly smoother if I ride capside as opposed to bar side.
Huh, interesting. Because for me with that razor, maybe more so than any razor I ever use, I put the bar like flat on my face and then tilt up just slightly.
Huh. Oh, well, I mean, we've got two more passes, or at least I got a pass and a half left. I'll give that a shot.
Mm-hmm. So I have the almost same razor. I have the WR1 with a 0.72 gap, so just 0.08 millimeters smaller than what you have. And I love that razor. I find it very efficient and smooth and nice. So I'm a little bit surprised that it's just okay.
Well, after the adjustment with the advice from Visceral Watch right now, that instantly smoothed it out for me, honestly. It's still not as smooth as I was expecting, but it's definitely much, much more enjoyable than it was even 30 seconds ago.
Incredible.
Jeep guy? How is it going with your WR1?
I'm going to be honest. I don't love the WR1. Something about the geometry, I don't get along with it. I've tried riding the cap, riding the bar. It's not my favorite razor. We don't get along, so I will be passing it along to some other more appreciative owner.
V-Dubs is furious.
Yeah, well, but I wanted to mention this at some point since it's Wolfman Razor Day. My conspiracy theory is that certain, like, each model may not work for you regardless of the gap because of the geometry. So for me, I've used WR1 in many gaps and I love them all, but I've also used WR2 in many gaps and I don't really like any WR2. So I'm kind of convinced that WR2 just will never work for me.
Have you tried WR2s, Jeep Guy?
For a couple more days. A 1.25 gap solid bar WR2. I've tried a 1.55, and I am trying, in the process of begging, borrowing, and stealing a 0.95 and 1.05 for trials. I'm, like Vis was just saying, I'm convinced that the WR2 geometry makes more sense to me, or I don't know, something, it works better for me.
So that is kind of in support of VW's theory that everyone has a Wolfman that fits for them.
Yeah, I just can't do the WR. Like I don't know. I can't make it feel comfortable. I've tried it in stainless steel. I've tried it in aluminum. They were the same gap. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just I don't like it.
Hey,
it's
how
not
did
bad,
you like
for that reason? It's just not for me.
Yeah. How did you like the 1.55 solid bar WR2?
Definitely not something I could shave with every day, which is my preference. But it's surprisingly smooth considering the gap. Like it is, I've seen a lot of them out there. A lot of guys have the 1.5, like they're really big gap WR2s. And I understand why, because they're just smooth. I don't know. I always enjoyed the shaves I had with it. I had to give it, like, I had to use really mild razors. And, like, if I shaved with the 1.55, I would have to do, like, 2 or 3 days with really mild razors. And then I would feel comfortable enough to put it on my skin again.
That's a funny combination. You say it feels really smooth, but you need to have breaks in between.
Yeah, it's, I mean, smoothness, and, like, it's super efficient, and how do I explain it? Like, smoothness, it can still be smooth, but also too aggressive for daily use, if that makes sense.
You need to be part of the MMOC challenge in August.
He already announced it, right?
I actually like the MMOC. Like, the MMOC I could shave with every day and I'd be fine.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. But then I think then I am convinced that you would also be able to do that with the 155 Wolfman, if you had to, because it's not more aggressive, than the MMOC, in my opinion.
I don't know. Maybe it's a mental thing. My current goal with Wolfman's is to trial a bunch of the lower, like the 0.95, the 1.05, and see which one I like the most. And then I'll probably jump on the wait list and pass my other Wolfman's along and trying to get into something that I will keep forever.
Mm-hmm. I on the WR2, I tried this 155 solid bar, 125 open comb, and the, what was it, Vista Watch? Was it 0.75, the baby proof one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a 0.75 dual bar. Just like Vista Watch's theory predicts, I got a great shaves out of both extremes of that gap range, and this geometry just really suits me. I really enjoyed it, the smoothness, especially against the grain. It's the smoothest razor, the smoothest DE razor I have. I really get along with this thing.
And see, now that makes me curious if a WR2 would work better for me then. Because even with the adjustment, like this against the grain pass is pretty tuggy for me. And I'm trying riding the bar, I'm trying riding the cap, I'm trying everything in between with, you know, micro adjustments between the strokes. And this is just not a comfortable pass at all.
So, El, you didn't try the childproof lights out WR2 0.75?
Correct. This is just the second Wolfman, and both of them have been very graciously on loan from you. So, yeah, I don't think I've tried the childproof.
Okay, should I send it to you soon?
It doesn't have to be soon, but yeah, I'd love to give it a shot, because if I can find another razor that, you know, works well for me that I could add to that I will probably never be able to afford list, I'd love to.
Yeah, it's a great list, and it's not wrong. The Wolfman are expensive.
Hey, but you buy them once, right?
Well,
you got to do your research before you get on the list. That's all I'm going to say. Do your research. See if you can borrow stuff. You got to try them. Like, there's no... Some people get really lucky. I know Ray Mooney from the sub recently got his Wolfman, and he did a lot of reading, a lot of asking, and he kind of YOLO'd the gap. And it's working out great for him, so that's awesome. But there are also a lot of stories where you see, you know, guy buys them and uses it once and says, this was horrible, and sells it.
Yeah, that must be kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah, like, that. Just it's not worth it. Do your research ahead of time and be happy.
Mm, good point. Are you also all already finished with all the three passes?
I skipped the third pass because my face is still butchered from this morning.
Ah, yeah. Well,
that's
the risks of Wildcard Wednesday.
That's right. For science.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Eld, do you want to plug the Raw Hogging Challenge?
Sure. So I am running another challenge this austere August that we're calling the Raw Hogging Challenge. And the purpose of it is, you know, badger brushes get a ton of love in the forum all over. Everyone brags about, you know, oh, I've got this badger and whatever. And I think that boar brushes are highly underrated and phenomenal brushes. So to help foster a little bit more respect for our piggy version of the badger brush, the challenge is to use any brand new bore brush or bore knot. Size doesn't matter, brand does not matter. It just has to be completely unused and unprepped. So no soaking, no towel stropping, no test lathers, no defunking, nothing. It's got to be from the box to your face. Or the question came in from the Daily Question thread, if someone is not a face shaver but shaving other parts of the body, if that's still allowable. And yes, as long as the brush goes from the soap to the body part being shaved, that's fine. Use the same brush every day through August. Post a picture of the brush with your shave of the day. Tag, use the hashtag Rawhagen. We'll do a little write-up when it's closer to time so that DJ's bot can track it. And all eligible finishers will get, hopefully, a better appreciation for a now very well broken in boar brush. A flare that will be listed in the announcement that was put up a couple days ago by me. And they'll be entered in to win a Sure Shave 26 millimeter mother load knot. Or mother load
brush. The opposite of a boar knot.
Yeah, the exact opposite. I figure, especially if you're a shaver who doesn't have a lot of experience with a boar, it can be very intimidating when you are used to Badger synthetic and you put this, what you expect to be very soft, pillowy clump of hair onto your face, and it for some knots is not. I figure it'd be a nice little reprieve to get one of the softest synthetic knots on the market.
And also one of the nicer ones, in my opinion.
Yeah, I love it. I hate spring in my synthetic knots. And honestly, after trying many, many, many kinds from many, many manufacturers, the mother load knot is the only one that I'm like, yeah, I want to own that one. So I have another 26 millimeter mother load from Sure Shave. It's a shorter handle. DJ, I think you described it as a flower pot shape. I loved that description. Every eligible finisher will be entered in for a drawing for that brush, and it'll go, it's unused, still sitting in the box, and it'll go straight to whoever the winner is, international or otherwise, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So two things, the credit for the flower pot naming goes to someone else, I don't know who. But it's also funny that the motherlode is such a nice synthetic knot, because it's the one knot that was not developed for shaving. It's a makeup powder brush that just happens to work well for shaving brushes.
Oh, it works beautifully.
DJ, hey, is there extra points for drinking the boar water?
No, but you should bottle it and send it to Samaj.
Especially if you have an unbleached boar.
Especially, yeah.
Aquavite, get it drank.
I could feel that in my stomach. Oh, yeah.
Say, after our last brand new unbleached boar fiasco, that's going to be quite an undertaking.
Yeah, it will be. I'm curious to see on August 1st when everyone has their all the competitors with unbleached knots have their first Texas pig stink massacre experience.
You know, because I mean, it's such a great knot, and it's such a great fiber for shaving brushes. Now, it's an acquired taste. It absolutely is. There are going to be some people that finish and go, "What the hell did I just do for a month? Why?" In which case, you know. Sell your brush off and be, you know, a couple dollars richer. There are going to be people that really see the development of the knot and everything, and it's going to be something they didn't know they liked, like with the MMOC stuff. So that's what I'm hoping to get out of this for people.
I think that's exactly how it's going to turn out. But there's also a second challenge that should maybe be plugged. Samaj, you are running a challenge with NDG, this ladder games. What is this all about?
It's a surprise to me as well. It looks like it's a photography contest, and if you can imitate one of my photos from the previous live games in either a comedic or a, you know, affectionate style, we'll review them and you may win a prize. I'm not sure what the prize is. I've literally not speak to Ndigi about this. He just literally tags me in a post every day about it. And yeah, we'll roll with that. We'll go from there.
I think you've got to use the
hashtag homework, I think it is.
That is correct.
And the last time he plugged it, I think he said the gift was whoever the winner is, they'll take their shave of the day photo that was the winner, and you're going to hand sign it, and then they can have a signed copy of their shave of the day by Samaj.
Yeah, well, I think that was it. Andrew Bailey.
And other than that, how is low intensity ladder games going for you, Samaj?
Oh, it is pretty easy, mate. I mean, I just turn up, I like write a couple of sentences, then leave. like I'm like a panda, eats, shoots, and leaves.
I see. And Jeep guy, so you joined the sub on October 30th, as we already said, but already 9 days later, I quote you, "I can't wait to get lost in the sauce next ladder games. Man, this community never ceases to amaze me." So already a little bit more than a week in, you were jonesing for the ladder games. How does it feel? How does it feel to be now in the ladder games after you've been presumably preparing for it since November 9th, 8th?
It's surreal. It's incredible being here. I surprised myself. I've done a lot of stuff that I didn't think of. Like, I came into the games expecting to go crazy and try, you know, shoot for the top, make fun posts, get people to laugh, which I think I've succeeded in. After watching all the submissions and stuff from last year, I went through a lot of the threads, like watching BFSA Pike do his hot sauce shave or his 30 After Thieves shave. I watched most of his YouTube series for last year, which was awesome. I looked at a lot of your stuff. Your mobile shave den was incredible. There's a lot of fun stuff that people have done, so I figured I'd try to, you know, make an impact. I don't know. I've been jonesing for the game since last November, so I don't know. I just wanted to have fun with it, and I think so far I have.
Yeah, it seems like you're playing for real. You're shooting for the crown.
That's right. Someone has to take it from you.
Yeah. So how does a Jeep Guy 13 preparation process look?
Acquire a shitload of stuff, throw it in a closet, and then slowly work my way through it.
did you have all the shaves planned out in the beginning, or is this do you make it up day by day?
So when they did the calendar, I said that I was going to sit down that night and plan it, and I didn't. And then I said I was going to do it that weekend, and I didn't. And I waited until, I want to say, like 2 weeks before the game started. I finally was like, all right, I got to do this. So I sat down and I planned out the software only. And when I say software, I mean soaps and splashes. I just kind of, for the frags, I've just kind of been YOLOing it because I have enough decants and stuff like that and a couple bottles. So I can just kind of pick as I go by day and not repeat. Hopefully I don't screw myself and accidentally do that. But software, I kind of YOLOed it. And then for hardware, I was originally going to plan stuff out. And then, like, with the scavenger hunt, I was like, well, I might as well just try to get all the hashtags. So I just went through and acquired. Well, I had most. So I think initially I had 30, maybe like 30, like low 30s, I want to say, just on stuff that I'd gotten on my own, like that I sought out. So then I, once the games had started or a little bit beforehand, started asking around and figuring out and getting the last 8, because I figured if I was that close on my own, I might as well just, you know, do the extra legwork and finish it out. So,
I remember we had a discussion where you said that you wouldn't use a horse knot, and then you did.
Oh God, so, you're so bad. Never again.
Never again.
The tangled hashtag is absolutely relevant. Those knots are terrible. I loaded it up with soap and I rubbed it on my face and I cried and. This is just not enjoyable. I have it sitting in, it's still in the handle I put it in, but I'm going to do a ceremonial yanking of the knot for people because it's horrible. Although recently, I will say, I watched Sugar Daddy Shaves did a video a couple days ago. It was a Ladder Games video, and he used a Zenith horse knot, which he said is the best horse hairbrush he's ever used. So I might pursue that if I need to keep a horse hair knot in the den for next year.
That's a good idea. I don't think that the tangled hashtag will go away next year.
No, I don't think so either, which is why I'm already looking at all this stuff that I picked up as extras for this year and trying to figure out what I will still have and what I won't, so I can fill in the gaps and somewhat cover my bases for next year, because I think, even though some people are expecting me to burn out and die off, I'm still planning for next year already. So,
well, I mean, look, it's day 22 of the ladder games, and it doesn't seem like you have any elevated level of ladder games fatigue. So I think if you don't burn out now, you just won't.
Stop shaving. Oh, you'll get, well, no, it's not happening. I'm too far gone to quit now.
Yeah, you have definite sunk cost fallacy material going on there.
Yes.
Hey, Whistlewatch, how is the judicial workload this year? I think the games seem smaller. If I heard Stephen right, it's about a third smaller than last year. Does that translate into a much more relaxed judging, or do you also have the idea? Do you also have the feeling that the games are a lot more calm this year than last year?
Yeah, I mean, besides the numbers, and I think I might have, or we might have mentioned this on the Lather Games podcast. To me, judging has felt very easy this year because there's kind of been a very clear cream of the crop. Like, there's been a very clear group of people who are really taking it seriously, and everybody's just kind of doing okay otherwise. And so it's, judging has felt easy this year, probably even easier than last year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have, so it's easier to judge, and you have fewer posts to judge.
Correct, right. It's not just the quantity. I guess it also has to do with the quality of the post, too.
I remember the overall grade went down from last year, right?
Yeah.
The average grade.
And I mean, I'm the harshest one usually.
Well, as usual, yeah.
Yeah, but it turns out it's not just me that feels this way, you know, this year.
Yeah, I mean, it is a more quiet ladder games, and a lot of the heavy hitters are missing, like Archubaka and PP Pork, Mouth is the Shaver. There are a lot of big names Sugar Daddy, a lot of big names that used to really make great posts, and I think that kind of energized the entire thing a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. The absence of those people is definitely felt, and also one of my theories is that it also maybe it's related to the pandemic situation in the world, and maybe people actually are doing more not shave nerd activities, which case I am in full support of that.
More out of the house activities.
Right.
They're going outside and touching grass.
Yeah.
Crazy fuckers.
One thing I think that also makes a difference is the missing shit list. Itchy Pooter's shit list was a kind of an index of all great posts, so it was easier to follow along. I feel
I agree with that. That's easy.
Like if you went back through a thread, you could see where what was it? There was a bot, wasn't it, that said like it was shit list, like it would shit list a post.
Mm-hmm.
So you could search the page for shit listings, and then you could read all the good stuff.
And you could also just go on the shit list. There was an actual shit list, and you had all the good posts listed one after another.
Was it Shaving 101 or something like that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, in our way, Shaving 101. Do you don't know that page, Jeep Guy?
I did not visit, or I did not discover. Maybe I'm just daft, but I did not see that. I would go look for it.
Next time when you see a shitlisted comment, click on that link. It brings you to the shitlist, and there you have all the great posts in one neat page.
Well, and some not so great, but
sure. But I mean, you have everything that has been considered for the shitlist for the EIS.
I think the related to the shitlist and stuff. I think the way that the Lather Games ended. I mean, obviously, I wasn't there, but the way things ended last year on a. There was without closure kind of turned a lot of people off too.
Maybe
a 9-month cliffhanger was it?
I mean, it was all right before this year started, right? Yeah. I think when he announced the games, he announced the winner. So there was closure, but was it really?
And to be fair, I think if the players comment on this enough, like when we do our at the end of the month, what do you think was good? What do you think was bad? I think one of us judges could be convinced to restart the Itchy Pooter thing in a different, you know, no one's going to be exactly like that, but I think we could maybe convince one of us to start that up again.
I think that would be a valuable that would be a valuable effort, and it doesn't seem like a terrible effort, right? You in the portal, you already have all the facilities to mark posts as shitlist worthy, and then going through that and putting some on the list is not it's not a huge effort, and I think it makes really a big impact.
Correct. Yeah, it's not. We definitely have the technology to do it. Someone just has to be willing to step up and manage it, you know.
Yeah. Well, as always, with those volunteer things. But a great addition this year, in my opinion, was the scavenger hunt. That is so much better than just having 30 brushes and 30 razors. That, I mean, this time it's an actual game and an actual challenge.
It's a nice innovation.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
My wife is just carrying sea spice lime, having a sniff. I think she approves, so he's staying in the den.
Ah, yeah, good. Ah, yeah, true. This is your first sea spice lime shave. How do you like the scent of the year of 2021?
Really nice. It's fantastic. I like citrus. I like the musk. The two scents I like to see combined in shave soaps. Great base. Yeah, fantastic.
Great.
You know, when I'm off Gruyere, I'll perhaps invest. But
well, I mean the half tub or so that you have will last a while. With your rotation, definitely. With your large rotation, there's no sense of urgency, I think.
No, it'll probably last me a couple of years, to be fair.
Hey, we are all standing here after the shave and no one put on the post-shave. Is it post-shave time?
Oh, I've already put on the post-shave. Sorry, you guys were talking and
stealth
I didn't
post-shave.
Want to interrupt.
Yeah, this is the most talkative podcast episode so far, I feel.
We feel like
and
third wheel
quiet.
Held.
Sorry?
I say was Eld feeling like a third wheel, just had to sneak off, you know. And
no, I'm not participating in the ladder games this year, and with both the mini Elds home for the summer, my time has been very much with them. So I've read maybe 2 or 3 posts only because someone was either tagged me or was like, hey, check this out, you got to read this one. So I would, and then I'd be off to play with the kids. So
it is a zero frill group, isn't it? It seems. I mean, it's only Jeep and yourself, DJ, taking it seriously. I mean, obviously, VW is judging, but he never really liked the games anyway in the first place. So,
Duncan Miasma, or however you say his name, the train shave. I'm not topping that. That was incredible.
That was amazing.
DJ, you always talk about, is it Marquis?
Marquis 90, yeah.
He's bringing it this year.
Totally. I'm really impressed by him. Did you see the Wet Shaving Wives sub that he created?
Yes, that was so good. I went through that and I accidentally posted. I think I accidentally commented on something like it was really dumb, and I like reread it. And I was like, "Oh, this is all supposed to be a joke." I deleted it.
So Marquis 90 created a sub which was supposedly a self help group of wives of wet shavers. And where they would complain about their husband's weird behavior during the ladder games, and so he created accounts for the wives of many of us, and it was just hilarious stuff that he brought up there. He's really good. I'm enjoying his posts a lot, and his buddy Teufelskraft is also bringing it this year.
And Tangerinsky. He's dropped some fun stuff. I liked his outside shave where he shaved on the side of the road with a cop watching him. That was really cool.
And his kitchen shavette. Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, the shavettes this year have been ridiculous. We've seen, what, 2 chopstick shavettes, one with a gem blade and one with a DE blade jammed in there?
I only saw the one with the SE blade.
Yeah, that was Impressive Donut did the gem shavette with chopsticks.
Who did the fork? Someone did 2 forks rubber banded together with a blade.
That's Tangerinsky. That's Mr.
Okay,
Tangerinsky.
Yeah, that was incredible.
it's quite a new post, but Scorp has just literally posted with shaving with an axe. He's takes gem blade with an axe.
And not just any axe, it's a battle axe.
Yeah.
he has some role-playing game or replica battle axe, and he's just taped a gem blade to it.
Incredible. This is an innovative group this year. It might not be, like Vis was saying, it might not be the most, like not all the posts are going hog wild, but the ones that are really bringing it. Like it's been enjoyable to read through the thread every day and look at all the people tagging other. It's been fun. I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah. And it feels like there has been a lot of friendly tagging of each other.
Oh, yeah. A lot of camaraderie or a good community going on. Like what was it? Not day one where it was tag you day. It was like compliment someone else or someone else's setup or something like that. That day was really fun. Flex day or whatever, right?
Yeah. I forget which day it was, but the challenge was compliment, say something nice about the fellow wedge shaver, and it was really heartwarming.
Yeah, that was an awesome. That was such a, that, like, I was starting to feel, it was like mid, like towards the back end of week one, like, I don't know, day five, six, something like that. But I was like, wow, we're settling into a lot of the game, like starting to feel like that slight like burnout, like, oh man, this is miserable. But then that wholesome thread really just, I needed that. It was so good.
Yeah,
that was for that one.
That was strategically placed, that challenge. Yeah. So, do we have more questions that we should ask our guest judge?
Should we ask him what his favorite gem raiser is?
Oh yes.
Oh, it's easy. The MMOC is easily the best gem raiser ever made.
Gen 1 or Gen 2?
I don't know what I have.
Here we go.
Do you have it? Do you have it within reach?
It's whatever the one I did that I force patinated it.
Does it have two bumps when you open the top cap? Does it have two bumps?
I don't have it on hand, and I don't remember ever looking at it. Hold on. We'll take the mobile phone with me here to the kitchen where it is currently located.
But I remember that razor, the Force Patina, looks really, really good on that one.
Okay, so it's got no bumps, so this is a Gen 1.
Okay, nice. I think that will be met with approval by Samurai.
Oh, and I recently picked up the green Bakelite case that I found on eBay that incorrectly had an Art Deco 1912 in it. So I bought the case with the razor, removed the 1912, and now the Patina MMOC has a beautiful green Bakelite case.
I like those Bakelite cases.
Did it come with the fresh blade and used blades inserts, or is it the one?
Yes, it has both the inserts, and it has like original vintage. It has four of the double-sided gem blades, I think.
Ah, the micromatic blades.
The new gem micromatic single-edge blade fits all gem razors.
But you said single-edge, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not the double
set.
So
those would be the Duridium, right? That was the later single edge from Gem.
I can show you guys the patent numbers after the or I could. I mean, I'm not going to read them off now, but we can talk about it later. But we'll discover what they are.
Is it a gold wrapper?
It's a. I don't want to say gold. It's like cream color. The text is like red and green. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got those. Yeah, I know what you're about.
But yeah, there's four of those that came with the case, and they're in one of the blade holders, and then I have the matching blade holder on the other side. But yeah, perfect. It was the best $15 eBay pickup I've had in a minute.
Yeah, gem raids are really hidden gems. It's really true.
They're worth it. If you haven't tried one yet, go freaking buy one on eBay. They're awesome. Just don't do what I did. Which one? Was it you? Was it DJ or Vis that told me that my flying wing was or maybe Eld. One of you told me that my flying wing I was using that I shaved with three times didn't have blade tabs, and that's why I was cutting myself.
ouch.
Yeah.
That might have been me, because I think you asked me to see if I could tune it up for you, and I got it. I was like, dude, that no.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's unless you have experience with the gem research, that's not something you would know to look for, and especially on eBay, the sellers who don't know what they're selling and don't know how to take the pictures of the razor to show all the parts, it's not going to show unless it's snapped off. If it's worn down or, you know, whatever, it's not going to be real clear when you get those pictures. So that's one of those, like, even, you know, myself, I'll still get the occasional 1924, the occasional gem that I didn't look close enough at the pictures, or the pictures weren't good enough and I didn't ask for more. And I unwrap a razor that I'm super excited to work on and refurbish or use, and there's no blade tab. And it's like, well, shit, then that's going in the bin, or what can I scrap off of this to fix a different one? So you just got to watch carefully for those.
So I bet you've never bought a MMOC and then received the clog proof because you never looked at the pictures properly.
I've only bought, well, no, that's not true, because I had an MMOC that was missing one blade tab that went to Eld, and the other one I have is my Patina one, so I've only ever bought two MMOCs.
Do you have also any other micromatics? You have a flying wing right now, right?
I have a gold, whatever the thin gold plate
Flying Wings. I have the MMOC. I have three feather. Was it featherweights?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, but I have three featherweights, a G-bar, the MM24. I'm trying to think what else.
Have you tried the clock proof?
Oh, I had a busted clog proof, but I haven't replaced it because I'm not interested in it after using the MMOC.
yeah, it's sort of in between the MMOC and the Flying Wing. It's if you get along with the outer two, it's difficult to justify having also the clog proof.
Exactly. I really like the clog proof. The Gen 1 with the wider teeth or the wider nubs on the safety bar. Mm. That's, for me, that's perfect. I could use the MMOC every day. I mean, I'm going to in August. But the Gen 1 clog proof is just as efficient. It's a touch smoother, and it's not as bloodthirsty. And I like it better than the 1912 and the G. Like, pretty much beside the MMOC, it is my second favorite gem razor.
And you prefer the Gen 1 over the Peerless?
I do. Okay. The Peerless and I, for all my trying, has just not ever grooved really well with me. I don't know why, because the geometry of the head's the same. The only thing that is different, to my knowledge, is the size and number of nubs on the safety bar. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, because I'll take a blade out of the Gen 2 clog proof that didn't get along with me, drop it in an MMOC, the next shave, and it's fine. So I really do think it is the safety bar design that just doesn't groove with me. I love the weight. I love the grip. The head mechanics are amazing. It's the safety bar. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Mm. So I had my first Peerless shave today, but it's a Wildcard Wednesday shave. So it was with a mix of baby oil, painkillers, and antibiotics. So it's... It wasn't the best representative shave to evaluate this razor, but it went okay. I got a decent shave out of it.
Honestly, I could use some of the painkillers that you had after my Wildcard Wednesday shave.
Hide the pain, Jeep guy. Hide the pain.
Yeah. I need to. My face is starting to show that I experiment with razors too often.
I was going to say, Jeep guy, you got to remember, DJ's shaving with a broken nose and a punctured eyeball. So, I mean.
DJ also chose to raise a violent. No, I'm just kidding.
Look, yeah, yeah.
We all know and love DeJunior, but when he gets angry, watch out.
He doesn't even get angry. He's just playing. He's still in this innocent toddler age. It's just doesn't know how strong he is, and he doesn't know consequences of his actions.
That's awesome.
Yep, the toddler fingernails are the worst. I mean, they're baby fingernails are like little razors, but they're squishy bodied, so they don't have any muscle. Toddlers are never stop moving, and so they have those same razor fingers and now a lot of muscle behind them. So I don't miss those days at all with my two.
So they can easily be defeated. Is that what you're telling us, old?
Yeah.
Raid bugs.
Do you have some questions? Ladder Trooper number three.
Number one question, why did any of us entertain Maricus and try the Grand Unified Theory of Lathering? And the only good answer for that is because it was for the point.
okay, if you have a question without the answer.
maybe for the listeners, so far during Lather Games, do you have something planned for voice, what is it, like the voicing things that people submit?
The voicemails, voice messages?
No, we don't. But if you have a question to the audience and want to get voice...
This will be coming out post-Lather Games. Phone in, dial the number on your screen. Let us know what was your number one, your favorite... daily challenge for Lather Games, and then secondly, what was, like, if you were reading the threads actively or like after the fact, what was your favorite day where, like, maybe people were just jiving with each other or you watched a really interesting interaction? What was your favorite specific day thread where the comments really made it, where, you know, you just really enjoyed the interaction on for the Lather Games that day? Those are my two questions that I want answered.
Those are excellent questions. I have to say, for the second question, my personal answer has to be meme day. The meme war that you started was just fantastic, and people really really participated. It was great.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. That day burned me out too. I got home, which sounds really dumb, right? Oh, you're just making memes. But I was tired. That was a long day.
That was some high quality memeing. I'm not surprised that you were tired.
It was fun. But yeah, that's all I really have. Thank you guys for having me on. I've been looking forward to interact with you more than just, shooting the shit in the threads and stuff like that. So this has been really enjoyable. It was nice to join you guys for a shave. So thank you for having me.
Same to you. It was really nice having you. Thank you for being a guest. Thank you for joining. Thank you for participating. I enjoyed this interaction a lot.
Okay, then. Well, that wraps up.
We need more crickets.
Sign off, DJ.
Is it sign off time?
Fuck everything.
Fuck everything. Right. Okay. Okay. With those eloquent words of our traditional member of the Judges crew, this has been the sixth regular episode of Judges Shave, the special episode during the ladder games. The next episode will be in July when we all prepare for the stinkiest challenge in history of wet shaving. Thank you very much to our guest. Thank you to the fellow judges. This has been Judges Shave. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Feel free to pipe in and say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Yeah. Okay, so
then. I forgot how this all works.
Mm-hmm.